Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. At this time, we would like to welcome everyone to Aliansce Sonae's third quarter 2021 earnings conference call. Today with us, we have Mr. Rafael Sales, CEO, Mr. Leandro Lopes, COO, Mr. José Baeta Tomás, CFO and Chief Integration Officer, and Mrs. Daniella Guanabara, Strategy and IR Officer. We would like to inform you that this event is being recorded, and all participants will be in listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After the company's remarks are completed, there will be a question and answer section for investors and analysts. At that time, further instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during this call, please press star zero to reach the operator. There will be a replay facility for this call for one week. We have simultaneous webcast that may be accessed through Aliansce Sonae's IR website at ir.aliansce-sonae.com.br. The slide presentation may be downloaded from this website. Please feel free to flip through the slides during the conference call. We would like to inform that questions can only be asked by telephone, so if you are connected through the webcast, you should email your questions directly to the IR team at ri@aliansce-sonae.com.br. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements are based on the beliefs and assumptions for the company management and on information currently available to the company. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions because they relate to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur in the future. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors could also affect the future results of the company and could cause results to differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now, I will turn the conference over to Mr. Rafael Sales, who will start the presentation. Mr. Rafael, you may begin the conference.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to thank you all for your interest in Aliansce Sonae's results. We ended this third quarter of 2021 with a very much more positive outlook for the retail sector in Brazil, and especially for our malls. With the vaccination progress, our malls return to their regular opening hours, and the flow of visitors has been gradually returning to the normalized level. Over the past 18 months, we made efforts on several fronts, such as our leasing department, which ensured our high and healthy occupancy rate currently. In addition, we focus on our retail phygital initiatives in order to serve and delight our customers through whichever channel it's convenient for them. With these initiatives, we posted important results in this past quarter. We reduced discounts, leading to rent revenues already in the same level of 2019, which happened much further than we first thought when we had our malls closed in the second quarter of this year. Our company's diverse geographic footprint also helped in our sales recovery. Overall, in the company, we reached 98% of total sales compared to 2019. However, once again, the highlight of our portfolio was our malls located in the northern region, surpassing sales of 2019 above in more than 15%. As for the malls in São Paulo, which were previously lagging the other regions, now sales are quickly recovering to the average since the lifting of restrictions of functioning and time of use. Another important point, we managed to keep discipline in controlling operating costs with a reduction of almost 8% year-to-year versus 2019. All that happened despite the strong inflationary pressure that we saw in this last 18 months period. Operating costs were impacted by common area charges, especially for replaced stores during this quarter. This effect is a temporary effect due to the grace periods granted to new tenants. Moreover, our total costs were also benefited by a significant reductions in provision, which dropped 27% compared to the last quarter of the year. This is due especially to a considerably lower net delinquency that this quarter was only 1%. As a result, the NOI for the quarter was 183 million, and our EBITDA was 155 million reais. Both of them very close to the numbers that we presented in 2019. Another positive highlight is our operating cash flow, which has already reached 357 million reais this year. Only in the third quarter, we generated 165 million in an amount even higher than the reported EBITDA of the company. Thus, we ended the quarter with a cash position already back to the 1.3 billion level and with a very low leverage of just 1.4 times net debt to EBITDA. Remembering that the EBITDA of this year was affected by the month that we were closed. Next year, leverage ratio should be even lower considering the current balance sheet. In the slide four, I'd like to comment a little bit further in the occupancy rate and the leasing activity. This I already mentioned that we have 96% occupancy today. This occupancy is higher than the average of our industry. When we compare with the competitors in the regions that we are, we see that our strategy was very successful to support retailers, support tenants, and to keep our consumers close to us for the digital connections that we have, and also due to our mall's strength and our destinations being the main destinations of each region where we are. It's also interesting to highlight that this occupancy level is already similar to the fourth quarter of 2020, which was the strongest quarter of the year when all the malls were already open. So I think it's a very good start for this fourth quarter, which is the most important of the year. The leasing department also remains reaching very interesting results in signing new contracts. We have signed 125 contracts this quarter with highlights to a few segments, especially fashion, fast food, restaurants, and wellness. Now I would like to comment on sales on slide five, please. As I pointed out earlier, you can see that our sales are already at the same levels of 2019. And I would like to draw your attention to the fact that when physical stores were closed, the only alternative for consumers was to buy online on the e-commerce. So e-commerce grew in Brazil as never before, as it happened all over the world. During the last few years, we always questioned the potential impact of e-commerce to the health and sustainability of our business in the long term. And with the current level of sales and activity in our malls, we could see that the malls in Brazil have a totally differentiated competitive advantage. And we found that the goals of the online commerce, which were believed and forecast to be brutally affect our malls, didn't end up materializing, which is clearly very different from what happened in other parts of the world, but it's due to differentiated mix and service that we provide in our centers. The challenge nowadays relies on the combination of the physical and digital. Our proposition on our digital strategy is to offer a superb experience in both worlds. Those large marketplaces platform obviously will grow, especially in more standardized products, and segments. It's inevitable and will continue to happen. However, we are strong in segments such as experiences, brands, and services, which the consumer wants to better understand the product and demands curation, and we are very good in this curatorship. We have a spectacular mix in our physical stores, and we will be growing our capabilities in the digital in order to provide this fantastic experience also in the digital world. We are very confident that our strategies are being well perceived by consumers and by our tenants. We have been seeing a great alignment of interest among our main tenants, and we will be following this strategy for the next years. It's been very interesting for us to see how this develop going further. Also, I would like to comment on slide 7, if you look at this one, please. I think it's worth noting that our strong balance sheet allow us to continue pursuing our long-term strategy. We were not stopped by the pandemic. In the contrary, for example, also tax investment in two startups, Box Delivery and HubSell. For those of you who are not yet familiar with also tech, it is our retail transformational arm, which we launched in August this year officially. Box Delivery, the first startup that I mentioned, is a log tech focused on the development of last mile delivery technologies from our hubs, from our shopping centers, and is already operating in our marketplaces and our digital platforms at two of our main centers. Box is already present in more than 200 cities and makes 700,000 deliveries per month. And we have an operational partnership with Box to implement our PEG, that is our delivery hubs, in all of our company's malls. We should end this year with 15 PEGs in operation together with Box services. Meanwhile, HubSell integrates retail with online sales platforms, including our own marketplaces. We have the opportunity to leverage the experience of retailers in our malls, in addition to building other solutions with the e-commerce vertical that they already are operating very successfully. All in all, both startups are fully in line with our consumer-centric approach, the continuous innovation, and our goal of serving and delighting our customers every day. In addition to these physical investments, this quarter we are also bringing some more color on companies in our company's development potential. In the last quarter, we commented on the multi-use projects, and now, today, Danny will present a little bit more in our expansion and renovation projects. Out of these, today we have 8 malls under development of new expansions, and out of these, 4 are already under construction. We are very optimistic on the sale, on the leasing activity of these expansions, because we're already seeing strong demand for them. So we will see more details further today. Before handing to Daniela, I'd like to reinforce some points with you as well, especially on the investment side. Those important investments that we did in the digital initiatives and our and the renovation and expansion of our physical equipment is supported also by acquisitions when they present important opportunities and relevant opportunities, will be essential for us to continue growing and serving our customers in the coming years. And with even more enthusiasm now, after we surpassed the largest crisis in the retail industry in Brazil ever faced in the economy of our country. So we are very optimistic today, and we are very excited for seeing the results in this next quarter and next year. Thank you very much. I'll be back in the question answer, the Q&A section. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Rafael. Good morning, everyone. On slide 9, we present the company's cash flow, highlighting the operating cash flow in the first 9 months of the year, which was 357 million reais and 165 million reais in the third quarter. This amount was more than enough to cover expenses with principal amortization and interest payments in the period. The net cash consumption of 69 million reais is chiefly explained by initiatives in line with Aliança Sonae's long-term strategic planning, such as the acquisition of an additional stake in Shopping Leblon, which is in line with our pillar of increasing stake in leading malls, investments in technology companies following our phygital strategy, the purchase of land bank, reinforcing our construction potential, the repurchase of the debentures, continuing the liability management process, and dividend payment. The company's leverage remains at a low level of 1.4 times net debt EBITDA, even after stake acquisitions and dividend payments, confirming the strength of our balance sheet and our operating cash generation, which allow us to continue taking advantage of investment opportunities. Moving now to slide 10, the net delinquency registered in the third quarter was 1%, a significant drop compared to the second quarter of 2021, indicating that sales resumption has already contributed to the relevant recovery in overdue receivables in the third quarter of 2021. PDA follows the trend observed in net delinquency and in the third quarter of 2021 dropped 27% when compared to the second quarter of this year. Moving on to slide 12, we present here some recent achievements and important campaigns which are in line with Aliança Sonae's sustainability pillar. On Boulevard Belo Horizonte, the first physical store of Repassa was launched. Repassa is a sustainable fashion startup and the biggest online thrift store in Brazil. At the store, customers can collect and deliver clothes, shoes, and accessories to be sold. The pieces undergo a selection and catalog process and are offered for sale on the website. Those that are not approved for sale can be collected again by customers or made available for donation. In Parque Dom Pedro and Shopping da Bahia, two new Be Green units were inaugurated, this being the first urban farms in Campinas, São Paulo, and in the northeast of Brazil. The Parque Dom Pedro shopping unit has the capacity to produce 30,000 organic vegetables per month. It also provides guided tours, a store, and an area dedicated to activities and events. The Shopping da Bahia operation is the largest in Latin America, with 2,200 square meters and the capacity to grow 60,000 of pesticide-free fresh vegetables and fruits directly from the farm to the homes of Salvador residents. At Boulevard Londrina, we had a beautiful campaign for the Golden September, which stands for the fight against childhood cancer. The mall brought together 19 entities and 1,300 volunteers for social action with the exhibition of more than 30,000 tesouros, which are birds made by the origami technique. The nonprofit organization Viver, which has been supporting children and teenagers with cancer and their families over the past 20 years, received a donation from Boulevard Londrina to make the Viver Solar project viable. Now, I would like to talk about Mover. Mover is a coalition of 46 CEOs from large multinationals of different sectors committed to promoting racial equity in Brazil. Through a coordinated effort, the initiative aims to impact 3 million people and create 10,000 leadership positions for Black people. With great satisfaction, we can say that Aliança Sonae is part of the management committee and is engaged in the movement development. Moving now to slide 14, let's talk about our development potential. We have here a compilation of the company's expansion, renovation, and redevelopment projects. Out of the 8 malls, 4 are already under construction, which are Carioca, Shopping da Bahia, Franca, and Parque Dom Pedro. On Parque Dom Pedro, when it opened 20 years ago, the mall had a large project with strong colors and graphic themes, which contributed to marking its leadership presence in the Campinas region. Today, we understand that it's time to renew our largest mall. The original theme will be maintained, but the renovation project should bring new lines of contemporary graphics, design, and functionality to all environments, enabling a new perspective for corridors, internal spaces, and external areas. Natural lighting and greenery must be reinforced, and the food court must become a special attraction, where nature stands out and integrates the entire project, also contemplating a series of Instagrammable spaces. Lastly, regarding our mixed-use projects, in October, we signed a built-to-suit leasing agreement with Decathlon Store to occupy about one-third of our land bank in Barra da Tijuca, Rio de Janeiro. This operation will be Decathlon's first flagship in Brazil, and because of its proximity to Via Parque Shopping, the project also foresees an interconnection, allowing important synergies between the two assets. Thank you all. Let's now open for the Q&A session.
Thank you. The floor is now open for questions from investors and analysts. If you have a question, please press star 1 on your touch-tone phone at this time. If at any point your question is answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star 2. Our first question. Once again, if you wish to pose a question, please press star 1 on your touch tone phone. Please hold again while we pull for questions. Once again, if you wish to pose a question, please press star 1 on your touch tone phone. Please hold again while we pull for questions. Our first question is from Tito Labarto, Goldman Sachs.
Just a couple of questions. Good performance on the rental revenues. The operating hours, as you highlighted, kind of back to pre-COVID levels. But you mentioned there's still some capacity constraints. Do you think, how long do you think for those capacity constraints to sort of subside? Is it just a matter of vaccinations and, maybe you already see capacity back at, pre-COVID levels? And what impact do you think that could have on rental revenues and some of the other revenue lines as well? Notice parking still below pre-COVID levels. So any color on that would be helpful. And then second question on your financial expenses. You had this the impact from the swap, the fair value of the swap. Just want to understand, is that just one time? Is that something that should be recurring from here? Just if you could help us think about that. Thank you.
Hello, Tito. Thank you for your question and for your interest again in our results. Yes, capacity is still below the potential because we were still seeing the ramp up of flow of clients. We are seeing October, which October was already better in flow. So we are expecting to have a better overall public in our malls. So we are quite confident that this will revert into good revenues and parking revenues. This quarter, we are also seeing improvement in parking revenues already. So it's gradually coming back to a normalized level. Vaccination in Brazil is in a pretty high percentage of the population, considering the average number of other countries compared to we have, in fact, the Brazilian population in our recent research is the one is the most is the among the G20 countries is the one that has the largest amount of intention to vaccinate. So we believe that people really trust in vaccination here. So this will be an important drive for results, certainly. And we are already seeing that. Movie theaters, for example, in October had a very, very good improvement in occupancy, which is a good sign for us, not just for movies, for the theaters in the shopping malls, but also for the overall willingness to be in a public area for entertainment, soccer games already back with public, spectacles, music spectacles are also happening, and we are seeing good demand for that. And we are seeing also good demand for our events in our malls, for example, art presentations, other kind of activities that we do in the mall. So it's an overall potential good recovery for revenues. As you mentioned, we had a very similar rent revenue of 19 with much below in terms of parking and in terms of variable rent. We also had a very low number compared to 19. Yet we had only the same number of 20. So that's also a potential of growth. Of course, the rent minimum rents have been increasing, as you could see in the same area rent and same store rent explanation. So far, we are very optimistic as this quarter could be a very important turning point for next year. I will give the word for Danny to explain the swap accountability. Accounting.
Hi, Chito. This is Danny. Thanks for your question. You mentioned about the swap on our financial results. When we issued our newest debt, the CRI of 450 million, this debt was originally linked to inflation, to IPCA, but we decided to swap that debt to CDI. So when you see the 18.9 million in our financial results, this is a non-cash impact of the difference between not even the rates, but also the flows of the debt over its maturity. So it's a non-cash effect on our financial results.
Okay, thanks, and, Rafael.
And the swap, just for clarifying, the swap cost, it's Selic floating rates plus 1.23, which is quite below the average of the AAA current level, of course. So we decided to take this kind of opportunity for the balance sheet. Thank you, Tito.
All right, thanks. And just to make sure I understood, so was that just that one-time adjustment, or is that will adjust every quarter? I didn't quite get that. Sorry.
Every quarter, we're going to have an adjustment.
Okay. All right, perfect. Thank you.
Okay.
Once again, if you wish to pose a question, please press star 1 on your touch-tone phone. Please hold again while we pull for questions. This concludes the questions and answers section. At this time, I would like to turn the floor back to Mr. Rafael Sales for closing remarks.
I'd like to thank you, everyone, for your interest in our results. Our IR team is available for further explanations and to comment for more detail on the results. Thank you. Hope to see you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you. This concludes Aliança Sonae's third quarter 2021 earnings conference call. You may disconnect your line at this time. Have a nice day.